All right, welcome back. Another week of Inside the Huddle. We're joined here by head football coach Bill Zwan. Coach, tough week last week. A tough day weather-wise, a tough result on the field. Talk about that game.
Yeah, we very frustrating game. We couldn't really get anything going offensively. The frustration piece is we played well in the second half against Shippensburg. We had a great week of practice. I mean, as a staff, offensively, defensively, we said, man, that was the best week of practice we've had all year. So we really felt like, okay, you know, we beat Bloomsburg in overtime, we beat Ship, but we just felt like we were moving in the right direction, you know. And then we kind of laid an egg. And that's the hard part is, you know, as a coach, you're thinking, okay, we're moving in the right direction. Even if we had played well and lost, you know, it's a different feeling than the fact that we didn't play well and lost. So very frustrating day offensively. We're still trying to figure out why that is, why we can't get moving offensively on a consistent basis. We thought we kind of had came up with the idea of going fast so that because we felt like Cooper and Ethan both handle our 2-minute drill really well. So we thought, you know, let's just put him in that situation most of the game. And it didn't work. And like I said, in practice, it looked great. And then it didn't work in the game. So it's just frustrating because we haven't really found the answer yet. And defensively, we played better, especially in the second half. So I feel like we are moving a little bit better defensively, but not quite good enough, you know, and we still make some foolish mistakes. Just drive us crazy. The turnovers drive us crazy too. So it's been frustrating for sure.
Got back to within a score in the second half again there, and then almost forced East Strasburg into a field goal late. That drive extends. Just kind of talk about what happened there. And
personal foul, just bad, really bad decision by one of our guys. It was just bad deal. Frustrating, but you know it happens sometimes. And then the frustrating piece is we down by a score, we intercept the ball in 30-yard line or whatever. So we got a drive, and we really came out and didn't. You know, I thought, boy, we're just going to give us a lift. We're within a touchdown. We're gonna move the ball right now. Got a first down and then boom, didn't get going. So that was disappointing because I thought that was the kind of the lift we needed to get going again. So there's so many places where you say, "Boy, that was frustrating," and that was frustrating, and that was frustrating, and it feels like a frustrating team right now. And as a coach, you want to find the answer. And I just don't know if we can find the answer. You know, maybe we can find some answers, but not the answer, at least not right now.
Not that it's necessarily an excuse, but first real bad weather day you've had in a while. You had a pretty good run of the rain kind of slowing down or breaking up before it got to us on game days. Did that make it tougher to play?
So that Millersville and Stroud have been bad weather days for us, and we've played poorly right. Both of them. We haven't handled it well. I don't really know. I don't think the weather had anything to do with the way we were playing. Like we didn't fumble or we didn't, you know, we could still throw the ball. But there was – it had some effect, obviously. And maybe it's having a mental effect on our kids because we haven't played good in either one of those two games, which were the two weather games so far. You know, as a coach, you think about all that crazy stuff, you know. I don't know. I don't think the weather should not have been a factor, but obviously when we don't play well in two games that were bad weather days, that there's something to that.
So. Fair enough. Let's go ahead and move into the mailbag. Got a few questions this week from our listeners. As always, don't forget, if you have questions for Coach or the players, send them in to wcsportsinformation@gmail.com. We'll ask the best ones on the show each week. First question comes from Jim in Exton. Defense looked much better in the last 2 weeks. Do you feel like your defense is back to where you thought it might be at the beginning of the season?
We're close. I think we still got a little ways to go. We missed a ton of tackles in the first half. which we sort of had thought we had solved at Shippensburg because we right. didn't miss many tackles there. So that, you know, bugaboo crept up again. But in the second half, we made a lot of those plays. So, yeah, we're getting closer to where I was hoping we could get to. But again, we've had a rash of injuries, and we had a couple guys go down Saturday. So I'm hoping that doesn't have too big of an effect coming up.
Next question comes from Mike in Neptune. Do you think the season has evolved to a point where, as a coaching staff, you might start seeing some of those younger guys to get a look for the future?
Yeah, we're going to do it with a couple of guys. We're actually playing a lot of younger guys. Most of our guys are coming back. But we definitely want to throw a couple more guys out there on the field, put them in situations to see whether or not we like them enough so that in the spring we really give them a shot. So you'll see a few more guys out there that maybe you haven't seen yet.
So shifting gears a little bit, our next two questions kind of focus on the NFL. First off, it's Lewis from Manayunk, a pair of Eagles, Jason Kelce, Brandon Graham, but some major career milestones over the weekend on what was a disappointing day against the Jets. Just talk about the longevity that it takes to reach those milestones, how you view that as a coach.
Well, yeah, and both of them have had injuries that they've played through, and Brandon Graham has had injuries that he actually missed a whole season of.
Right.
So the first thing about longevity is you have to still be good,
right.
Okay? So Kelce's still one of the best centers. And there was a time in the middle of his career where people were questioning his size,
right.
whether he could handle it. And obviously Brandon Graham's first couple years here were not great, and he got
years.
Almost run out of town. But that's Eagles fans. We're, you know, we go yep. up and down and up and down.
Yep.
But what they are able to do in a sport like football. I mean,
right.
you can play other sports and play for a long time, but in a sport like football where injuries are a major factor, it's really hard to keep that and to do it with the same team. Almost everybody nowadays plays for two or three
right.
teams. Even the guys who are, you know, lifelong, whatever, Eagles, you know, flip the last couple of years
yep.
and go somewhere else.
Right.
So it's tremendously commendable. And I think one of the things that helps those two guys is how well-liked they are by everybody now. They're on the radio all the time.
Right.
They really do say the right things. They are Philly. They got that Philly – they understand what the Philly fan
right.
is and that kind of
right.
you're seeing that with Harper now, and you know, Rhys Hoskins and the Philly
Absolutely.
Players are all starting to understand, okay, this is what the Philly fan likes and wants.
Exactly.
So that's who I have to be.
Next question comes from Bruce and Devin. Watching the NFL throughout the day on Sunday, we saw some terrible four-minute offense late in some big games. It cost the Eagles. It almost maybe should have cost the Browns, and that went over the Niners. We talk a lot about, you know, practicing a two-minute drill at the end of practices. How much time do teams spend on a four-minute offense? How to burn out the last minutes and seal out a win?
Yeah, so everybody spends like a reasonable amount of time on
right.
4 minute. You know, there's things that everybody practices, you
right.
know, and 4 minute is one of those things. The usual 4 minute idea, though, is we're going to eat clock, run the ball. So we're going to take our three or four best run plays. And the one thing that happens, I can tell you as a coach and calling plays, is you have plans for what you might be running a 4 minute. But early in the game, the defense took some of those plays away from you. So you basically then say, okay, we're going to run what's working. So you change what you're running, not the way you're doing it, but the plays you might be running. I was actually surprised that Jalen threw the ball when the Jets had no timeouts.
Right.
I didn't realize they didn't have no timeouts until like 2 days later.
Right.
Because I thought it was just a bad pass. Jalen usually doesn't do that kind of thing. So that caught me off guard that he made it such a bad pass. Then I find out 2 days later that the Jets had no timeouts. I thought, man, what the heck are we doing throwing the ball in that particular
right.
case? But anyhow, you have things that you say, this is what we're good at. And truthfully, if you're the football coach of the Philadelphia Eagles and you say we're going to put the ball in Jalen Hurts' hands.
Got to feel pretty good about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you got to feel he's going to do the right thing. He
right.
rarely doesn't do the right,
right
thing. So that happened Sunday for the first time probably in a long time.
Yeah.
So it's – it's hard to say, hey, what are you doing letting Jalen, you know, well, Jalen is the guy, man. Right. He's the guy. Yeah, you got to live with that.
Yeah, so. You'll take the risk.
Yeah, yeah.
Move forward at that point. All right, we have a few players coming in for some interviews. I'll step aside. We'll be right back.
All right, we're here with Sterling Barr, our defensive player of the game last week. So, Sterling, introduce yourself to the audience. Let them know who you are, where you're from, your family, and a little bit about your family.
My name is Sterling Barr, Jr., originally from Philadelphia, Northeast. Grew up in a small town right outside called Hatboro, PA, where I went to Upper Moreland High School. After Upper Moreland, I committed to Westchester and been here ever since.
Okay, how about your family?
I got two brothers, one little brother, one older brother. And then my mom and my dad.
So your younger brother's how old?
He is 22.
He's younger?
Yeah, 22.
And your older brother?
And my older brother is 27.
And what are they doing?
My little brother, he went to Millersville for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And he stopped right now. He's just working a couple jobs and stuff, trying to figure some things out. And then my older brother, he graduated from Temple.
Okay.
And he runs a couple businesses. He has a food truck that actually comes to the games.
Really?
I don't know if you see the frog food truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his.
Okay.
So he comes to the games and stuff. He dibble and dabbles in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Do your parents come to the games?
Yeah, they also come. Most of the time, my mom couldn't come last time. It was raining and she was a little sick. So, but yeah, they come when they can.
All right. So what's your major?
My major, business management with a minor in psychology.
Okay. And what's your plans post graduation?
To be honest, is still just chase my dreams to make it to NFL. Really, just honestly, I don't have a plan of really working a job too soon. I honestly kind of just want to figure myself out in this world, chase my dreams. Like I have aspirations of doing a lot of stuff, like in terms of football. I even want to be a boxer. I want to do a lot of stuff. I want to learn how to do like certain types of martial arts and stuff. Like I want to do a bunch of stuff. Like I don't really look forward to really just sitting down and just working every day. I want to travel. I want to do a bunch.
You don't want to be behind a desk necessarily.
Yeah, not
necessarily. You want to do some stuff outside and
in the gym
and all that kind of thing.
For sure.
All right. How about your favorite class, either in high school or college? Which class did you really like?
Honestly. There's a couple psychology classes that I've really been messing with. I'm very spiritual and I'm very deep, so I like the study of the mind and the way that these classes have been working out, because they've been teaching me a lot about what I've already been studying and just like what I'm knowing and just figuring more about myself, honestly.
Is that why you got it, psychology as a minor?
Yes.
Because it was kind of something you had some interest in.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. How about from a football standpoint, obviously you're hoping to do something post-graduate.
Yes.
All right. So from a football standpoint, how do you prepare each week for games for the particular opponent we're playing? Like how much film study do you do? What do you work on in practice? Those kind of things.
Well, from the beginning of the week, I always like to just get my mind right. A lot of it is mental. So with this game, you just got to be ready to attack each week. Just go day by day, week by week. So that's what I like to do beginning of the week. After the games, you know, we get an off day, so I like to just rest my body and get my mind right. And next days, though, every day I'm watching film.
Yeah.
You got to watch film every day.
Yeah.
Getting my mind right and, like, just mentally preparing myself for each practice and stuff, like, I kind of, like, envision what I'm going to do out there all the time. Like, I don't really dream too much when I sleep, but I daydream a lot. I always stare into space, and I'm always daydreaming about football. Like just,
I know a lot of psychiatrists talk about, you know, visually preparing yourself for what's going to happen,
right,
what's going to happen on the field and everything.
Absolutely.
I know a lot of them do that with baseball players and stuff, just, you know, visualizing what's happening, what's going to happen for you.
Right. And that's something that I found has been very, very helpful, honestly, because I see myself doing a lot of the stuff that I'm already envisioning and stuff. So it's like I make sure I continue to do that. And I also just try to, I'm at the point where I got to make sure my body is like, is healthy.
Because you're old.
Yeah. I got to make sure I'm putting the right things in my body. I'm eating right and stuff. And I'm starting to.
A lot really, different than when you were younger.
Right. I'm starting to really feel it. Yeah. You know, you really
have
to be on point.
And we moved you from corner to safety. How did you feel about that move?
Oh, man. I mean, it's.
Because you like to hit.
Yeah, I love to hit. Yeah. I just love football. So anywhere on the field, I remember when I first came into here, I was a running back and offensive guy, and he was like, "God, move you to defense." It is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
I'll be anywhere on the field if wherever you need me. You know, I love the game. So,
but it looks like at safety you get a chance to kind of hit more, and that kind of looks like it plays right into your game.
Yeah, I feel like it helps me a lot. I'll be a little bit more free, and I could just kind of be aggressive, like how I really want to be aggressive.
So, what do you think is your best? Before I go to this, what I was going to mention to you is sports psychology. Maybe something you want to look at because you like the psychology piece. You have the sports background. And as you were talking about, you know, visualizing and that kind of stuff, that is the kind of stuff that sports psychologists kind of work with different people on. So that's something you may want to check out.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah. I might have to.
Now, of course, you may be behind a desk, though, if you have to do that, though. Sports psychology. You
know, okay.
So, yeah. All right. So now how about what's your best attribute as a football player?
Probably say my speed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speed but I'd say also my mentality.
Yeah.
You know, mentality of just, I feel like I'm a dog.
Yeah.
Like, instance of a killer, like just ready to just go to war. So that stuff, type of stuff, I feel like you can't really teach as much as, you always can get faster and stuff, but that mentality, you just gotta have it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Now, how about role models? Is there a player that you kind of try to model yourself after? And then also in life, who's your role models?
Well, players, I get a lot of motivation from Kenny Moore, mm-hmm. Who's also a smaller cornerback who plays in the league right now on the Indianapolis Colts. He's about 5'9", came from a Division II school.
Okay.
So he actually motivates me a lot. Just seeing him, you know, out there balling, one of the highest paid corners, you know, just doing his thing. And a role model in my life is definitely my dad. He could have been a professional boxer, went to Penn State, and he was just such a hard worker coming out of the heart of North Philadelphia, making it out into putting me and my brothers into a great school and stuff out in the suburbs, and just providing for his family and stuff. He gives me all the grit, and just everything I get is from my pop.
Now, you're Sterling Bard Jr. You named after your dad?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. And you're proud of that?
Yeah, very
yes,
proud.
You are. Yep. All right, favorite music?
Music, I would have to say, I like a lot of Afro beats and a lot of high vibrational music. So, like, music's that keep you in like a good mood and a good spirit. So that's just anything. It could be anything. Like I hear a lot of songs on the radio that just get me in a good spirit. So it's like music. I like all genres of music.
Okay.
Everything.
How about TV shows?
I'm kind of like a kid when it comes to TV shows. Yeah. I still watch animation. I still watch
cartoons.
Yeah. Like, my homies and stuff be looking like, man, like, what you doing?
All right, who are your homies? Who do you live with?
I live with Colin Callahan. He's also a player on this football team, CC. And that's my best friend.
He gives you a tough time about what you're watching?
Yeah, all the time.
How about movie? What's your favorite movie?
Movie. Again, I'm not really sure, but I like animation movies. So like
Disney stuff?
Disney stuff. Like, yeah. I just seen the movie Soul.
That's good, man.
And the movie Soul was just like, it was so good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just like animation, honestly.
All right, now how about the teams that you like. I know the answer to this, so who's your favorite football team?
49ers.
Okay, there you go. and how about, do you follow baseball and everything else?
Not really.
Basketball?
Yeah, I don't really watch too many sports, to be honest. I love playing them, but I can't find myself watching too much.
Do you watch any college football besides?
Yeah, I watch a little college football. Yeah.
Any college team you like a lot?
It's Colorado right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I like Colorado. And Oregon, too. I grew up on Oregon.
Yeah.
That's been my favorite team. But Colorado right now, yeah.
Now, how about something people wouldn't know about you? They would be surprised to hear.
Shoot. A lot of stuff. I mean, I come up as a guy that looks like he wouldn't be too, you know, too caught up in like spirituality and too much in and that type of stuff. But I'm actually about to go on like retreats and stuff to learn to meditate.
Do you get your spirituality from your parents?
I actually don't. See, my mom is actually a Christian and my father is actually a Muslim.
Okay.
And that's kind of what made me have the type of outlook that I have on life and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit different.
Wide open.
Very.
Yep. You're looking at everything.
Yep.
All right. So now what's your favorite football memory?
Favorite football memory is when we won that championship.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Great feeling.
All right. And what's the relationship status?
Single.
Single. Okay. Yep. And you're about to graduate.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you got to figure that piece out pretty soon, too, huh?
Yeah, I just got an email about getting my cap and gown. Got to order that. So
good.
Yep, I'm ready to go.
Good. All right. Now, how about a tough game Saturday? We got a tough team playing this week, so we got to kind of shake all the cobwebs out as far as, feeling sorry for ourselves because we got to go out there and play tough this weekend. How are you feeling about things?
I'm feeling good. I mean, we just got, like I said, attack each week, each day, day by day, you know, just right mentality and stuff, and just go out there and just continue to play for the Ram on the jersey, you know,
for the
players, for yourself, you know, for the coaches. Just continue to do what you signed up to do, you know, finish it out and want to win. And I want to have a winning season.
Me too.
You know, I'm going.
You want to win out.
Win out.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
So we got... Yeah, four left, man.
Right.
Four. Let's make the most of them.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard to think about.
Yeah, man.
It is. Yeah. All right, pal. Good job.
Appreciate it, Coach.
All right, we got Luke Stengel here, who's our offensive player of the game and has been our starting center for a couple of years. Played a lot of football for us, really, since he came here.
Cool.
So give us a little bit of background, family, where you're from, and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. I grew up in Somerton's in Northeast Philadelphia. I have one brother, Kurt. He went to the Naval Academy. He's in the Navy still.
He's still in the Navy?
Yeah.
Is he going to do a career Navy?
I don't know.
An officer?
Know. I think so.
You went to Naval Academy, so
yeah,
I think they all graduated as officers.
Officer, and then my mom and dad are both teachers.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where do they teach?
In the Philadelphia public schooling.
They do?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
I don't know the names of them.
And you went to?
Archbishop Wood.
Archbishop Wood, which is a good football program while you were there for sure.
Yeah, we were pretty good.
Yep. And what's your major?
Accounting, and I got another major in finance now. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So accounting and finance.
Yeah.
So you're basically going to do some type of accounting finance work when you graduate.
Yeah.
Do you have anything set up at this point?
Yeah. So I had an internship this summer and they gave me a full-time offer after it. So I accepted that. So after the season.
So will you graduate in December?
No, I have to go into
the spring. You have to go to the spring.
And then after that, they'll give me a couple months to kind of study for a couple tests I have to take.
You got
to
do the CPA and all that.
Yeah. And then after that, start working.
So you get to do numbers for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Well, some people really like that.
Yeah, I know.
And some people don't. All right, what's one of the favorite classes you've taken?
In high school, I had this pre-calculus class.
Pre-calc?
And I just really liked my teacher.
Really?
He was super nice and like really smart. Mm-hmm. And then every time like he answered a question, he made you feel like really good about it. Yeah. So
the teacher made the class good for you.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily the pre-calc. Pre-calc stuff.
Exactly.
It was the teacher that did it. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk football for a minute. Now you're a little bit undersized for our level, but you've handled yourself pretty well. And as a center, you're sort of the captain of the offensive line. You got to help make all the calls and keep everybody straight. So what would you say are your best qualities as a football player? And how do you prepare each week?
Yeah, I mean, I just try and keep the guys calm out there. You know, if we have a bad drive, it's not the end of the world.
Yep.
It's a lot of football in the game. So coming out a little slower than usual or a little faster, people get very high emotions, you know, kind of bringing everyone down and just being like, we scored. It's great. We got to work on the next drive. And then each week, you know, we all watch film.
So does the offensive line kind of get together and watch film?
During practice and stuff, we have film beforehand, everyone kind of watches it on themselves. Mm-hmm. I kind of focus on the blitzes just to like make sure that if a linebacker walks up, like if they have a tendency to run a certain type of blitz with that. Just practicing really hard and trying to make sure that we're all in the right spots for Saturday.
So what would you say is your best quality as a player?
I think just being like heady, you know, just mm-hmm. kind of knowing what to do. Mm-hmm. Like if they have a different front.
Yeah. There's no question that kind of got you on the field basically because you could handle a couple different positions.
Yeah.
And when we needed you to play guard, you could, we needed you to play tackle, you could.
Yeah.
And that started getting you on the field. And then you recognize that you're a smart football player, which is what you want your center to be.
Yeah.
Jason Kelce is a perfect example of that.
Yeah, really
smart football player.
For sure.
And he's undersized, but for his level. All right. How about role model? Is there a player that you like that you kind of model yourself after? And then also a role model in life?
You kind of said before, Jason Kelce's.
He's a good guy to be a role model with.
Yeah.
Were you drinking beer last night watching the Phillies game was?
No, of course not.
Absolutely.
We have a big week this week.
So you're not exactly like him.
Yeah, he can go have fun. He made his money.
I still have to work. To do. All right. Now, how about in life, a role model for you?
Probably just my dad or my brother. Yeah. You know, they both just are great men and just have a bunch of integrity and just pride in what they do. So
is there a character trait that you kind of inherited from them?
I watched my growing up, you know, you're always hanging out with your older brother, trying to emulate him. Just being around him, he's funny, like, good character, doesn't do stupid things to get him into trouble. You know, I just try and strive to be as good.
Similar.
Yeah.
It's good when your older brother isn't a knucklehead.
Yeah.
Because then you can use him as a role model.
For sure.
So that's pretty cool for you. All right. Favorite music?
I listen to everything.
Okay.
You know, I don't really have any type of favorite music. Anything that gets me in a good mood.
So what's the last concert you went to?
I think Post Malone like 2 years ago.
Okay. All right. Now how about TV show?
I like The Office. Can't go wrong with The Office.
Everybody loves The Office. How about a movie? Favorite movie?
Movie? I like The Social Network because it just...
Oh, you did? Yeah.
It just...
That was kind of a really interesting movie.
You look at him, you see how smart he is at like such a young age. It's just like, wow.
Yeah.
Now anything can happen.
But he's a little bit of a jerk, too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right. Now, favorite teams, football-wise, you're a Philly guy all the way through.
You
got your Eagles jerseys on and your Phillies hat on.
Yeah, and Phillies hat.
You definitely watched the game last night.
Oh, my God. It was electric.
Absolutely. When the first couple home runs, that was just crazy.
first pitch.
It was crazy. Wheeler just...
Yeah, he had a great game.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Of course... You know, it always comes down to those last out.
Yeah,
but we got it done.
Yeah.
All right. So you're Sixers, Phillies, Flyers, the whole bit. That's it. Okay. All right. Now, tell us something that about you that people would be surprised to hear.
a lot of people are surprised I don't eat lunch meat.
You don't eat lunch meat?
No, not at all.
Okay. Is that like inherited? Like,
no.
Does your family not eat
it? My whole family eats lunch
meat. So where did that come from?
I don't know. I saw it and I was just, wasn't for me.
You didn't like
it? Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
That's funny. All right. How about favorite football memory?
It would have to be my first play. It was against Mercyhurst 2-3 years ago. First play, we threw a deep ball to Seth for a touchdown.
Yeah.
So first collegiate play, starting off pretty good.
There you go. That's good. So now we got to finish it off with a couple of those.
Yeah, yeah.
So we all right, how about the relationship status?
I'm single.
You are?
Yeah, I'm single.
And who do you live with?
I live with Isaiah McPherson, Mike Alexander, Jameer. He used to be on the football team.
Yep, and then, yep.
This random roommate that we found.
So all you guys are graduating.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're all in your last year.
We're all graduating.
Here, so, yep. Okay. Now, how about tough loss Saturday?
Of course.
So we got to really battle back right now because we got a big, good opponent this week. So we can't really feel sorry for ourselves right now.
Of course,
And you're being one of the leaders, has to kind of help get everybody going again. Yeah. So how are you feeling about this week?
I mean, every week I go in feeling great.
Yeah.
I don't ever go into a game thinking we're going to lose or it's going to be like a close game. I think every week we're going to go out there, play the way we can play because everyone on the team's competitive. Everyone's great. They made it to this level. They can obviously play. Yep. So.
And if we play to our level.
Yeah, for sure.
They're all winnable.
Yeah.
We just kind of play up and down, and that's a little frustrating right now. But we got four left. We got to get them all.
Of course.
So this is your last four, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My last four.
Last four marbles.
Yeah, no. I still have the one from last year's Clarion. So
you it comes fast.
Yeah, it definitely does.
It's before you know it, it's almost over. So.
Yeah.
All right, pal. Good job.
All right, thank you.
All right. All right, now with Zach Gillen, who is our special teams player of the week this past week. Had a couple kickoff returns and has done actually a pretty good job for us so far on special teams this year. So, Zach, tell everybody about your family first to kind of introduce yourself, where you're from, and all that kind of thing.
All right. My name's Zach Gillen. I'm from Easton, Pennsylvania, which is around an hour and a half north of here. I went to a small high school, Wilson Area High School. I have a sister, her name's Sid. She just graduated from the University of Pennsylvania last spring, and she just took the MCAT. And then my mom and dad still live in Easton and are working still.
And your dad went here?
Yes.
And played football here?
Yes.
Yep. How about your mom? Where'd she go?
She went to DeSales, which is in Easton.
Oh, yeah.
She played volleyball
Was
there.
It DeSales then or Allentown College back then?
It was Allentown College
back then. Yeah, because I used to coach at Widener, and it was Allentown College. And she played volleyball?
Yes.
So athletic parents.
Yeah.
Which has helped you because you have a lot of pretty good athleticism. All right. Major?
Business management.
Business management.
Yes.
You do very well in school. Close to a 4.0.
Yes.
So what's your plan? Are you going to try to spread out and look in different areas of business, or what are you thinking about?
Right now? I took business management as my major just because it's probably like the most broad topic in all of business. So I don't really know what I want to do yet. So I just figured that would help me kind of spread out and find what I want to do.
Yep. Have you found anything you're starting to lean towards yet?
I like finance and accounting and stuff like that, but I'm not sure that I want to. That's something I want to do for the rest of my life.
You can make money at it, but it's also a lot of numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, how about football wise? So tell us what you think your best attribute is, and then also how you kind of prepare each week for games.
I would say my speed is probably my best attribute. And then for a week's preparation, I usually just take it day by day, doing as best as I can in practice and taking everything in about like the game plan and stuff like that. And then the night before a game, getting a good night's sleep and waking up and making sure I'm ready for the game mentally.
So you are a redshirt freshman.
Yes.
So you're still young, but you're getting on the field here and there right now, and you have a good future ahead of you. And a couple of those kickoffs were like one step away, almost there on a couple of them this past weekend. So next weekend, we got to kind of break one to the house.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So now, who would you say is your role model? Like, who do you look at from a football player standpoint? And you say, that's kind of who I try to model myself after. And then in life, who your role model is.
As a kid, my role model was probably DeSean Jackson, okay. Just on the field wise, at least.
Speed.
He's a smaller receiver. He was super fast. And obviously I'm an Eagles fan, so I was always watching him as a kid. And then life in general, I would probably just say my dad. Obviously we're on the same path coming here, yep. And went to the same high school and everything like that. And he obviously did well and all that stuff. So I'm just kind of trying to follow him.
He's pretty excited about you coming here, right?
Yeah, he was super excited.
Yeah. And then, so how big are you?
I'm 5'9".
And how much you weigh?
165.
So you are built like DeSean Jackson also. So that's kind of how you become the role model, because it's really his speed was how he, good hands and stuff too. But that's kind of the way the process you're headed towards.
Yeah.
Now, what would you say characteristic wise you have inherited from your dad and mom?
Probably just like determination, just working for whatever I want to get and not stopping until I get that.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. So favorite music?
I kind of like everything. Up until college, I was mostly just like rap. But then once I got to college, I kind of broadened my horizons a little bit. Country, rock music, kind of everything now.
Yeah. Depending on where you are in the weight room or whatever, any music could pop up in our circle right now. How about a TV show?
I'm not a huge TV guy. Usually when I'm watching TV, it's some kind of sporting event or something about sports.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about a movie?
I like Adam Sandler. I'm a big Adam Sandler fan, so I'd probably say The Waterboy.
Okay. That's a good movie.
That's a funny movie.
Yep. All right. Now, favorite teams. You mentioned the Eagles. Are you
Philly.
All Philly guys?
Yeah.
So you're Sixers, Flyers, Phillies, and so did you watch game last night?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it's a good game last
exciting.
Night.
That was really
tough,
exciting.
Tough game for the Eagles Sunday, but
yeah, it was frustrating.
But they'll bounce back. They're a good team. So, so of the four teams, who's your favorite Philly athlete?
Currently, I'd say Jalen Hurts probably, just because his mindset and the way he leads his team.
You love listening to his press conferences because you always. He has such intensity for a young guy that he really brings that out too. All right. So something people wouldn't know about you that they would be surprised to hear.
I'd probably say that I like photography. I like taking pictures, which.
So your mom takes pictures at the games. You get that from her?
Yeah, pretty much. She's always taking pictures at my games and at my sister's games as a kid. So I just kind of got into that once.
So do you like have your own camera? And
I don't right now, but I use hers whenever I can, and then I use my phone. And
she probably has a pretty nice camera.
Real nice camera.
So that's pretty cool. So is that something you think you're going to keep doing?
I think so. Yeah, I might take a class while I'm here about it, and then maybe once I get a job after school, I'll do it like kind of on the side, just go to sporting events and take pictures and stuff.
Yeah, that's great. All right, now how about your relationship status?
I'm single.
You're single?
Yeah.
That came out really fast. Who do you live with on campus?
I live with a bunch of guys. Football player wise, I live with Cooper Jordan, Robbie Longo, Ethan Kohler, and Zach Levitore.
Yeah. So that's fun little house with you guys.
Group.
So all good guys, all good young men. All right. So you had a good day on the special team Saturday, but we didn't have a great day from a team standpoint. So we got a big game this week. How are you feeling about things and how are you approaching this week?
I think we just take it day by day. I think having the extra practice yesterday is going to help us out a lot. Now we obviously have to have other people lose for us, but we can all we can do is focus on ourselves right now and winning out, I think, would be a good end of the season.
That would be a good end of the season for sure. And if we got a tough team right now, but we're away, we get to stay overnight and everything kind of bond together in a little bit and go out there and see what we can get done. Mm-hmm. All right, pal. Good job.
Thank you.
All right, Zach.
All right. Another great week of player interviews in the books. Always fun having them come in and catching up with them and hearing about their life on and off the field, what brought them to Westchester.
Yeah. It's interesting for me personally to try to delve into them a little bit and get to have our fans see the personality of our players. You know, mostly they see guys, you know, with a helmet on, and they see whether they can catch the ball or tackle or run or whatever. But when they really get to hear that kids are really interested in psychology, or they want their finance, or they've already got a job set up for when they graduate.
Right.
It makes them real. They're real people doing real things. And I think when people hear that, they say, okay, you know, these guys are pretty good guys. Right. And that's one great thing. I've been a coach for a long, long time, and I've been able to coach really good young men. Right. And that's what keeps you in it.
Absolutely. So a big one this week, heading down to Shepherd.
Yeah.
Talk about that matchup, what we need to do to get back on track.
Well, I mean, we got to keep working on us. I almost say that pretty much every week, because we got to get ourselves better. Shepherd's a good football team. They're ranked and 6-1. And I think I saw a projected playoff picture and they're in it. So they got to keep winning. So it's going to be, you know, they're going to be fired up to play us. They have to, because they have to keep beating teams. And we got to sort of come together, because right now, tough loss, everybody's head goes down. That's what happens. Right. They're young men. You know, the Eagles have their heads down.
Right.
That's just the way it goes. So as my job as a coach and our leadership group and our other staff members is to try to get them out of that funk and get them working again and get them believing in themselves again. And so that's, you know, there's ways to do that. Some of them work, some of them don't work, but we got to kind of work our way through that right now. And we got to get them to have good practices, because we got to get better. And if we go out there and kind of go through the motions, we don't get better.
Right.
So we got to push them to get good practice out of them and to understand they got, you know, 4 games left and they can, you know, make or break having a good season, and they still have a shot at that. But it's, you know, that's always the piece that you're working on after a tough loss.
Tell fans what they might see from Shepherd kind of offensive. Obviously, a little bit of a different look losing the Harlan Hill Award winner, who had his first appearance in the NFL on Sunday. Bit of a welcome to the league moment.
So the thing about him was that Shepherd's, because he was a 4-year starter and a really good player, Shepherd kind of let him do things that you wouldn't necessarily let another quarterback do. So there are times when he just ran stuff that maybe the coaches didn't necessarily want to run at that point, but he felt that he could do it. And you give him a lot more leeway, let's say. So they've kind of brought themselves back in offensively. They're not as kind of spread out and do all the different things they did a year ago, because they don't, you know, you're just not ready for that yet with a new quarterback. He's a good quarterback. Shepherd always has good players at skill positions, good running backs, wide receivers, quarterback. Offensive line have been really, really good over the last couple of years. They're replacing a couple of those guys, but they're still pretty good on the offensive line. Defensively, a lot of speed. They look a little bit different than they have in the past. They're a lot bigger, like linebackers and front guys. They still have some big guys in there, but they're really a speed team right now. So they're a tough team to attack. But we got to, you know, we're putting a plan together to try to do what we can with them. And I'm hoping that maybe going on the road, getting our kids together in the hotel and kind of having them mesh a little bit might help us to kind of as we're moving on.
Sure. Sometimes getting out of town could be the best thing for a team. Gives you a chance.
For sure. We got 2 weeks now. We're going out of town for 2 weeks. So maybe we can kind of find the answer in those 2 weeks and then come back and play the last 2 home games with a little bit better feel about ourselves.
Sure. Looking at the Philly sports scene, big game for the Eagles on Sunday. Have the Dolphins on Sunday night.
Tough. Are we home? I think we're home.
We are home, yeah.
Yeah. That's going to help us being home. Miami's an interesting team. They do a lot of crazy stuff on offense, very, very inventive stuff. You know, I feel like Miami's head coach is similar to when the Rams head coach a few years ago was doing a bunch of that stuff. It's funny, like the stuff they do, if you watch college games on Saturday, all the college teams do all those things. But at the pro level, you don't really do as much of that kind of stuff. But he's doing it. And he's got a lot of speed to do it with. So it'll be interesting. Hopefully Slay is back, because I think they need him this week. And Eagles got a couple guys injured this past week. So Lane Johnson, obviously. How big is he? You know, right. When you look at his the Eagles record with him and without him, it's pretty incredible.
Right.
So hopefully they'll get him back because I think they need him.
Yeah, I heard some encouraging things on the radio on the way in this morning. The interview with Sirianni saying, hey, he might be back. He should be back. Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah.
See how true that is.
And they need him because this is a really good team. Miami's a good football team. And us coming off of a loss, you know, got to get our heads straight.
What are you thinking for a final score prediction for that game?
Okay. So I'm going to say the Eagles are going to win, but they're going to have to score points to win. So let's say 35-31 Eagles.
All right. Red October still going on.
Yep.
It's always opened up. NLCS was a tight. Always blood pressure rising win last night. Just talk about that series.
Yeah, so what was funny is I mentioned to somebody that it was going to be cold last night and it'd be hard to hit the ball out of the park. And then we hit the ball out of the park.
First inning,
one, two, three, bang, bang, bang. Because our guys are strong enough to hit the ball out of the park. But they've got – this is a good team. You know, Arizona doesn't get there without being a good team. I think that Zach Allen is their number one guy by far. And we kind of touched him up a little bit early and hung on. So I feel like we have the advantage now over the next couple of games from pitching matchup. And so I think we'll continue to hit. So we might be able to get a good jump on them in the next couple of games and then see what happens in the fourth game. But when we have the advantage, we got to get it done. But the Phillies are getting it done right now. Boy, they're really doing it without a couple of guys. Stocker really hasn't been hitting.
Right.
Bohm hasn't been hitting. So if they start hitting, they're going to be but the bullpen is you say, well, Topper's kind of handled the bullpen pretty well.
Yep.
But all of us are scared. It feels like Mitch Williams is coming in there every single with every single guy because they walk a guy. Oh, that's the crazy part that drives all the coaches crazy is they come in and they walk a guy. It's like, oh, my gosh, put the winning run at the plate. So which is what Mitch always did. Mitch always walked a guy. So hopefully we'll get through it.
There we go. Well, that'll do it for us this week. Thank you, Dolly, for listening. As always, don't forget, send your questions in. To ask Coach Swan each week, WCSportsInformation@gmail.com. Coach, good luck this week at Shepherd.
Thanks.
Talk to you next week.